Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I'd like to share an experience I had when I was a security guard. I worked as a flex officer for 2 years. Flex officer just means I wasn't trained for a specific hospital, but would help out if they were short-staffed or other things. So a flex officer mainly did M1 holds. An M1 hold are medical one holds only authorized by doctors or police officers. So they are pretty specific. So when a patient is on a hold, they cannot leave the room without an escort. They cannot get off their bed. They must be in a gown. The curtain or door must remain open, and we must have direct view of the patient at all times. So let me start by saying, as a flex security guard in a hospital, we would have to watch people in the emergency room who can't sit in their room by themselves. They could be a safety concern to themselves or others. It could be because they are on drugs, drunk, mentally unstable, like suicidal or even homicidal. Some would just stop taking their meds, so they would go into a false sense of reality. And I'm only saying all this to let you know I have seen everything and never had one thought crossed my mind that they might be demon-possessed. Now, this one instance was very way different. So it started off when I was finishing up a watch and my supervisor let me know another M1 hold was on the way. I was in the ambulance entrance when a thin Hispanic lady in her early 40s was being escorted by a police officer. She had long dark hair and it was pulled back into like a ponytail and wore a Spanish style multicolored long summer dress with a red blouse. It just seemed to be odd because she didn't seem combative and she was in cuffs. So she was escorted to her room and another officer started the M1 hold until I finished with my hold. When I got to the room, the officer briefed me on the patient and continued to explain why the patient wasn't in her gown and not in the bed. They said that the doctor authorized it. Still not okay, even if the doctor authorizes it. He can't just not follow the M1 protocol. But I digress. So the light was also off, and it sometimes helps patients to have a more calming atmosphere. So after the briefing and the other officer left, I looked into the room to see the lady sitting in the back of the room with her legs crossed and her hand mid-height and moving like she was talking to someone on the floor next to her. Something just felt wrong. It was like a dark presence or something was in the room. As I was staring at her, she suddenly looked right at me. It kind of caught me off guard and made the hair on my neck stand up. She went right back to talking to whatever she was talking to. She looked at me again and realized I was watching her rather intently. I was trying to make out what she was saying. She then stopped and crossed her arms and stared right at me. It's a good time to tell you now, I'm born again Christian, and I have believed people could be demon-possessed, but I myself have never encountered a demon-possessed person. I say this so it will make more sense of why I did what I did next. So, okay, now something came over me to pray for this lady. I have never had the urge to pray like I did, but I really couldn't just close my eyes and start praying, so I sat down on my chair and looked down and started to pray. The moment I said, Heavenly Father, in my head, and my eyes were open, She jumped up and darted to the door with the most angry look on her face. It caused me to jump up, and now we're face to face, and she begins to try to shut the door. My left hand stops the door, and I begin to tell her, "Ma'am, you cannot shut the door, and I need you to either get into the chair or get into bed." Now everything inside of me is freaking out. And then she begins to slither, is the best way I can describe it, back to her chair without taking her eyes off of me. I think to myself, that was crazy. I then think, I'm going to try to pray again. This time, I sit back down and grab my pen and act like I'm writing on my patient log. I begin, just like before, "Heavenly Father." At that moment, she jumped up and darted to the door just like before with the same angry and aggressive look on her face. Again, I jumped up and tell her, "Get back in the room and sit down or get in bed." Now she's trying to shut the door again. As before, she slithers back to her chair and I ask her, "Ma'am, are you good?" She begins to say, "I'm good. Are you good?" I say, "Yes, I'm good. Thanks for asking." Now I'm starting to think, does she know I'm praying in my head? And how would she know I'm praying in my head? So I tell myself, there's no way she could tell I was trying to pray. Now, this time, I'm going to try and pray while I'm looking around. And in no way would she have a clue what I'm doing. So right then, I start to say in my head, "Heavenly Father." She says, "Hey, are you good?" And I stop and say, "I'm good, thank you. Are you good?" And then I think, she's not going to let me pray. She can sense when I'm about to pray. So now I'm thinking, she's going to keep me distracted. So she continues to keep repeating herself, "You good?" And I would say, "Yes, I'm good. Are you good?" And we would continue this way for about 2 minutes. I would add things like, "Thank you for being so cooperative," and that I appreciate her sitting down, just to try and change things up. But she wasn't about to let me start talking with her. Then the conversation suddenly begins to change to her saying, "Are you good?" I would say, "I'm good, thank you. Are you good?" Then she would say, "You're good, I'm bad." Something in my head said not to say anything, but of course I had to ask, "Why are you bad?" "I think you're being good." Again, the conversation went over and over the same way. "You good, I'm bad." And me saying, "I don't think you're bad." Then again, it changed to, "You're good, I'm evil." Everything inside of me said, "Oh crap, here we go." I said, "Who said you're evil?" She said, "My Lord." Now at this point, this lady with her Spanish accent has not for 1 second stopped looking and staring at me. I'm thinking to myself, her Lord is probably the devil. But of course, I ask the question, "Who's your Lord?" She says, "Jesus Christ." It caught me off guard. I then say, "Jesus Christ says you're evil?" She says, "Yes. He says I'm evil and you're good." I say, "I don't think Jesus will call you evil." She says in a slower pace, "You're good. I'm cursed." At that moment, I truly felt like I was talking to the demon inside of her, and it was making a claim like, "She's mine, so leave us alone, and I will leave you alone."
I felt like, with our very limited word use in our conversation, that it was saying a lot more than I was being said. I felt like I was the slow one, not picking up on what was being said. I finally stopped responding and tried to change the subject. I asked her if she wants some water. She said yes. And so I went into the room. There was a sink. And as I was getting the water, I told her, "The water in here really isn't that cold. It's pretty lukewarm." And she, as I'm not facing her, I hear her say, "Are you lukewarm?" And I sat there and I said to myself, "Yeah, probably. I probably am lukewarm." And as for a Christian, in Revelations it speaks of, if you're lukewarm, God will spit you out of his mouth. He would rather you be hot or cold. Well, I said, yeah, I probably am lukewarm. And she said, because I'm hot. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm out of my league. I'm not even ready for this. So I give her the water, and she had no desire for the water. She continued to just stare at me like, what are you doing in here? Don't want to have nothing to do with you. So needless to say, I go sit back down, and that's pretty much where the conversation left, and we didn't really pursue anymore. But that day, I felt like I truly was talking with a spirit. And just a little bit of background on this lady. She was from Argentina, lived with her daughter, and so kind of give you a region of where she's from. That's my story. Thanks for listening.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.